public figures actually rallying the troops for him, and they weren't doing that before.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
You don't want to be cast in the same light. You don't want to be painted in the same brush as someone who is abusive towards women.
I would do it. I've always never been shy of sharing passwords and what have you. So like it's, but the porn thing is crazy.
I'm absolutely loving Formula One right now. I would want to drive for Alpine. Around the world, to me, is like...
automatic. Half a chicken, hot spice, curry salted chips.
We've got to be careful now because Gordon Ramsay might run up in the room and say, what the fuck?
A boy, mate!
Yo, chill.
Yeah,
don't
speed.
Break my buttons.
Right. A boy made of rubber sails the world to become the pirate.
I got it. Luffy.
Yes.
Fugiwara, One Piece.
And would you still have love for me?
Hey. Yeah, that's a good one. Welcome back to Teddy Talks. We are blessed to have you, grateful Sydney Suarez, to have you back again. And again, we are joined by Sammy, who was a great, great addition. Yes, there we go. We're going to go straight into it. We got some exciting stuff going on right now here within Teddy Talks. But the first thing I want to talk about is our guy, Tory Lanez. Is potentially, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, obviously there's still a lot to be proven, but Tory Lanez, musician, if you don't know, listen to his music, he could be seeing justice. We heard that there's some new evidence that's come to light where somebody that was there has come forward and said, nope, Tory Lanez did not shoot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. So Tory Lanez, just a bit of background, went into prison in 2020 for shooting Megan Thee Stallion, or allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. And I don't know if you guys remember, some of you who are now just joining us, Sydney and I were speaking about loads of issues around sexual assault, you know, the domestic abuse that we hear so much about, and it's just an ongoing thing. I think that it's just the daily rate of things that are happening around sexual assault and domestic violence is just, it's just mind-blowing. But Tory Lanez, on the other hand, is seeming as though he has been in prison since 2020. We are now 2025, wrongfully 5 years of his life away from his child, away from, is it Daystar is his child?
I think Daystar's his government name.
His government name is Daystar. So I'm going to just say Daystar Jr.
Yeah, Daystar.
Because I don't know Daystar. I don't know Tory Lanez's son's name. But I mean, we are avid Tory Lanez fans. So when this whole thing came out, and as soon as there was a hint of conspiracy, we were like, yeah, nope, he didn't do it. There's got to be something in the water that's off, because now we're seeing that potentially it's true. What's your thoughts on it?
I mean, the whole thing looks like an episode of Power. You know, it's like something you'd see on TV. The moment that you hear there's a murmur that he might be getting out of jail because there's evidence coming to light. You know, Kelsey's bodyguard. Kelsey was the other female in the car that night when Megan Thee Stallion got shot. Kelsey's bodyguard came forward and said that he was aware that she did fire the firearm that night because she told him. And, you know, that night, so many questions were unanswered. You know, the DNA was inconclusive.
Yeah. And we're at a point where Tory Lanez was the only one amongst everyone that got the DNA test. And for some reason, the other parties, even though the DNA was inconclusive, and the I think it was something like the DNA on the weapon or the gun residue was unknown, essentially didn't match Tory Lanez. Like, okay, so let's see whether or not this DNA is going to match anyone else in the room. Like, why does this now mean that he's going to get a 10-year sentence with unknown information?
It's wild. And, you know, the moment that Kelsey's bodyguard comes out and says that, you know, I have some information. You know, the timing of, unfortunately, the stabbing of Tory Lanez has come at a very questionable time.
Oh yeah, that's another bit of information we didn't mention that earlier. For those of them, the people back home, don't know that Tory Lanez was stabbed about 14 times. Was it before or after this evidence was revealed?
After the evidence was revealed. So it's you know, the timing again. Like I said,
stinks of conspiracy.
Stinks of conspiracy, and you know, we've watched a lot of great movies and series, and this is exactly how the story plays out when you see kingpins trying to take out each other. You know, let's not throw out any accusations here because we're not trying to get sued, but you know, what I'm saying here is that the timing does seem very, very questionable. So yeah, hopefully Tory Lanez does get, you know, justice. If he does deserve it,
the truth will always come.
The truth will always come to light. We do see a lot more public figures actually rallying the troops for him, and they weren't doing that before. They were very scared of being, you know, shot down as someone who was supporting you know, someone who is a villain that attacks women.
So abusive, yeah.
You don't want to be cast in the same light. You don't want to be painted in the same brush as someone who is, you know, abusive towards women. Which is why, you know, rightly so, people were careful around supporting him. But I think now people are more confident that, you know, actually the waters here are looking very, very murky. The evidence here is looking very, very dodgy. It looks a little bit like there's foul play here. Maybe we need to do some more digging here before we sentence someone for 10 years.
And it looks like there is a petition, multiple petitions out there. Drake being one of them. Our guy, power to you, Drake. he's put out a petition which has now got 200,000 odd people that have said free Tory, or at least revisit the case. And I think the petition numbers are usually quite low as well when it comes to actually getting cases reviewed again. So fingers crossed we see some justice. That's all we want. We want justice. Now, on cases, a huge case that we spoke about before, Diddy Cassie is firmly underway. And we're now in a position now where we're actually seeing some raw evidence, raw text messages between Cassie, between Diddy, talking about the actual, it's almost like the prequel to the Freak-Offs, essentially. And I think one of my biggest worries was in all of the sexual assault, domestic violence stuff that we hear out there, is how true is it? That's always the big question mark. Is this just a money grab? Is this just one thing that springs to mind as well, which I've thought about more recently, is when people are pushed into positions where they just say things. So in this case, we've got Cassie potentially was seeing two men at the same time. So, you know, she's still with Diddy, but she's also, her now husband was in the picture as well, some way, shape or form. And it almost looks like there's some sort of crossover. And where I'm getting at now is like these situations where a boyfriend or a husband asks you the question around, well, did you sleep with him? No, I didn't mean to. Well, what does that mean? You didn't mean to sleep with him. I didn't want it. Okay, then did he rape you? Yeah, maybe. And now they're seeking legal action. Because some of the text messages between Cassie and Diddy, it seems as though it was she wanted the Freak-Offs. So it's almost like there's an on and off switch. So sometimes
you're okay with it, or sometimes you're not okay with it. How do we see your sexual intentions? How are we now looking at your situation as sexual assault, when sometimes you wanted the rough stuff, sometimes you didn't want the rough stuff?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I think we touched on this in the previous episode. Is if you are going to engage in a swingers lifestyle or BDSM or whatever it is that gets your blood flowing, where do you draw the line? Because, you know, if pineapples isn't pineapples, because your lifestyle is so extreme, there isn't actually a way of signaling to each other when is enough. Like, for so long, they've been playing that game of, we will engage in a swingers lifestyle together, and sometimes we are gonna fight, and sometimes I might be overzealous with my approach, and you will still come back to me, and things will be okay. But that's just how we are, and you are still here for me. You're like, we've been here for each other for a decade plus, whatever it is. It's quite hard for me to understand that from a perspective where I've never been in a swingers lifestyle. Yeah, so I don't really understand. Tough. I don't understand. I can't really put myself in the shoes of a man or a woman who's okay with seeing their partner have sex with someone else.
The on and off switch the on and off that doesn't make sense to me. Why is it even on in the first place?
Yeah, I can't even try and figure out what you're trying to do here.
Yeah.
Because I know if I see another man hanging out the back of my girl, my head's hot.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's a lot of murders that are committed over things like that.
America is the worst place as well. the guns out there, you can buy it at Walmart. Like it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So yeah, I don't know.
But one thing I can't shake, which is why, me, I'm always gonna be sympathetic towards Cassie's situation. Is that video? The video that obviously the case isn't actually about Diddy assaulting Cassie in the hotel, and we see Diddy running down the corridor and, you know, pretty much just manhandling Cassie, kicking Cassie while she's down. All the things that no man would ever want to see their own mother, their own daughter, their own sister, whoever it might be, even just a woman being attacked by a man is just wrong. So like that is where I'm like, okay, yeah, but still, regardless of the on and off switch, the domestic abuse, it shouldn't be there. And now again, there's some noise around the fact that, you know, Cassie was also violent towards Diddy.
So I think the angle that,
which still doesn't make it right that Diddy's even put his hand
on him.
Like, it's still,
and I don't think the video is going to help him in this case. You know, we're seeing
a man as violent towards a woman.
Well, yeah,
like that's just,
and that's just wrong. And that's just wrong.
Yeah.
You know, question of whether someone should be forgiven for those actions, that's a debate for another episode. But I think that the difficult thing in this situation is that the legal team on Cassie's side will be like, well, she's always going to be fearful of violence from him if she's not engaging in the freak offs. If she's not telling him, I want to have a freak off with you, I want to support your lifestyle of a swingers lifestyle, what happens when I don't do these things? Well, yes, he's going to get angry, he's going to hit me, he's going to... So
she's conforming to that violent person that she knows is within him. So it's like she's playing a world where she's potentially playing an act of, okay, I need to be this person so that I don't see the violent side of this human being. So it's like, I definitely get that. I get that. And I think in any scenario where you are someone of public notoriety, or someone that, you know, is just your day-to-day person,
you still need to have that voice to be able to go out and seek some sort of help, because you don't want to be in this position where people are questioning, okay, maybe you're acting, or maybe you did enjoy it, maybe you just don't want to be in that position. So at least then you've got I know it's hard to just talk in general, but I just really urge people at home, just so if you're going through something, just talk about it, just get it out there, and then hopefully someone will give you the support that you need to actually get through it.
Brilliant segue, my man. I was like, yo, great timing on that. All right, so let's start with the first topic. So Beyonce's Afrofuturism album, have you heard about it?
Oh no, yeah. I haven't. Have you?
So what's interesting about it is that she is actually co-producing a track using an AI.
No way.
Trained on West African music. How do you feel about that? Now that even the biggest artists in the world are using AI to kind of produce. We're going into robot world. You know what I mean? Like last time we spoke about the chip in your head.
Now
it's almost like they're pushing us. Like, it's too late. You might as well come in.
And she's an OG as well. So yeah. To have an OG person now using AI. Has she done like an Afrobeats tune before?
I feel like she has. I feel like Beyonce's touched every genre.
Every genre.
At this point. To the country album previously, right?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, there is a space out there where Drake would be called a culture vulture for doing this though, right? Like, and even worse, using AI.
Well, he used Tupac's voice and Snoop Dogg's voice on the TaylorMade freestyle when Kendrick and Drake were having their back and forth.
And it was shut down quick.
They shut it down straight away. So there is that disdain for it in the community. There is part of the community who have that extreme love for the art. It's like that. It's like those really expensive wristwatches that are handmade. You're like, oh, the value of this is just so much more expensive because you know that the details of the engineering here,
the time, the meticulousness, everything.
So you value it that much more. But again, there's going to be people out there who are going to be those extreme fanatics that just can't accept that AI is being used. For me personally, I'm already using AI to help me do a lot of my administrative tasks. So yeah. I can see a world which AI does help musicians do some of the heavy lifting.
But Beyonce is like, she's got God knows how much, so much access to this engineer, this producer. So it's like, now you're using AI as well. I honestly, we talked about the impact of music in life before when we were talking about sinners and stuff. Mm. And I kind of feel like if the music slaps, if it hits, people won't care. Like no one's gonna be like, okay, how was this produced?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she used AI. The marketing around it is gonna be like, oh, it's gonna drive potentially some noise towards it. But I think if it does bad, it's like, oh my god, she's AI. But if it slaps, it's just, oh, it's Beyonce. So I don't know. I kind of feel like it's Beyonce can do what she wants at this point.
Yeah. she's allowed to take those risks.
She can do it.
You know, if it was a young artist who was trying to find their way, I don't think they'll be able to get away with it.
No, well, like we said, Drake didn't get away with it. So it's like, let's see how this runs.
Mm.
Let's see how this runs.
Amazing. So the track is called, or will be called, Echo Nation.
Echo Nation.
And it was partially generated using AI. So, yeah. we are in that world right now. But thank you for sharing your opinions. I think we need to swiftly move on because there's a lot to cover. Have you heard of the viral phone swap challenge?
No.
So this is where TikTok couples are doing a challenge where they trade phones for 24 hours. Full access, no passwords.
You know, we're in trouble.
Wow. I mean, do we know if, like, there's been a high number of couples that have split up because of this challenge? Like, have they survived?
Well, polls showed that 61% of people said no to the challenge. They were like, hell no. He ain't about to find out, or she ain't about to find out. That would be crazy.
Wait, that's interesting. So is it the men that have said no or the women that have said no?
I can look deeper into it, but for now, what we know is that they were asked, a group of people were asked, and 61% of them said no.
Well, let's leave that to our audience. What is the people back home thing? Do you think it would have been the men or the women who would have been opposed to that? Like, look, you keep your phone, I keep my phone.
Yeah, and would you do it yourselves? Like, you definitely put a comment, because that's interesting. I would do it. Like, previously, I mean, I've always never been shy of sharing passwords and what have you. So, like, it's not a thing. But the porn thing is crazy. That one, Sammy. That one there is nuts, because all web history is there. And I kind of feel like if you're in a strong couple and your couple, whoever it is that's with you, already know that that's what you're into, it should be fine.
Yeah.
If they are completely surprised, then
you're in big trouble.
It could be a big conversation.
It could be a relationship ender.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or it could give you a great reason to kind of reveal what you always want to reveal to your partner. Hey, I like sex a certain type of way.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I like to bring chains in the room or some shit. I don't know, whatever you're into, right?
Sure.
So it's a great excuse to be like, I wonder what she feels about if she finds out that I like this type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm thinking there's going to be certain men who'd be like, I like this shape and this type. And then their wife is the complete opposite.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what?
Yeah,
you've been going after that the whole time, and this is why you haven't done this and this. Oh, you're deep
bro
shit,
and some of the titles in I'm not saying I watch porn, but
bro, I'm saying I watch porn. What's
wrong? Yo, some of the titles, like, is you can read it wrong. You can, like, you sometimes you're seeing like the cover photo is more of the attraction of why you want to watch the video. Mm. You're not even reading into the title. Mm,
Those thumbnails can be deceiving.
So like when that title comes up and your missus looks at, like, I don't know, yeah, like fucking stepmom
being, yes, rattled, that's or the whatever problem, like, yeah, they make it a bit too personal.
We're not
trying to do that.
I don't want to emulate that moment, like, yeah, you know what I mean, like, yeah, that's, yeah, not no. I'm not trying to live that life. So, like, it's an interesting one, that that the internet what is it called now, the browser history is crazy.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Would you do it?
Would I? Yeah. Oh, what, free up my
yeah
my
just
phone?
Quickly around the room, just, would you do it?
Yeah, of course.
Sammy, would you do it?
I would. No problem.
Oh, three up, we'd all do it. We'd all do it.
Simply, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. The show goes on. You know what I mean?
What's that guy? Real bad man. Yeah. What they told him, he's like, 23 kids, 22 baby mothers.
Yeah.
Real bad man. Real bad man. 23 baby mothers. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Anyways, so that's a viral phone swap challenge. Mm. Moving on to something more scientific. NASA has announced Mars colony simulation. So NASA's latest thing, experiment, puts volunteers in a simulated Mars base for 30 days with no phone, no internet. would you survive it? So basically, they're starting to create Mars atmosphere on Earth to prepare a group of people to go and colonize Mars for the first time. It's around the corner. It's definitely in the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to have a colony on Mars. Now, whether they're going to make it there, whether they're going to survive, I don't know. But what do you think? Would you, is this something you're interested in? Would you want to be part of the participants? If you had to be one of the participants, how would you go about it? How would you feel?
Well, the test, like...
To put your name forward as, I want to be the first people on Mars in our race, human race, are going to colonize it. I want to be one of those 20 people that names are going to live forever. Maybe, or maybe not.
The founding fathers.
The founding fathers, yeah exactly. Yeah. Mount Rushmore, yeah, you know what Mount I mean? Rushmore. Oh, could you imagine your face?
No, we have to... We have to update these terms now. The founding fathers and mothers. We can't stay to the founding persons. Founding persons, that's there it. That's it. We have to be inclusive in the new world.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, God. Right, so would I do it?
Yes.
Yeah, I would be down to do it. You know, when I was a little kid, I was always imagining myself somewhere in space for some reason.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, the first one, yeah?
Nah, I just imagined myself in space. I have to ask the question because that's a big difference.
Yeah. You are going to potentially see some big ass worm. Like, it could be like June out there, you know? And then you have to learn how to ride a worm, like...
Have you seen those guys riding the car?
Yeah.
The
BMW,
like it's June. It's like so funny. I wouldn't do that.
You have to consider that you will be the first person to jump and set foot on Mars. Breathe the air, understand what your diet's gonna be like. What's your whole routine gonna be like when you're in this new planet?
I mean, if we can practice first, and there's
a simulation,
I don't mind because I can go through some of these harsh challenges before taking on the real beast, and I just like the idea of being able to build your own legacy and be the first one to do it.
Yeah,
and rewrite the rule book. Because no one has built humanity before on a planet, and to be the first people to do so,
it'd be crazy.
Like, we don't have any records of what was the first caveman actually doing when he tried to spot that fire, and what were the stories that they were telling each other in the beginning, you know, and being able to really set that tone and decide what are the schools going to be like, you know, just rewrite the whole rule book on the curriculum. And why the heck are we learning about algebra all the time when, you know, you don't teach us how to farm.
We need to know how to, all that stuff.
Exactly. So,
how many people do you think applied to these fake space missions?
I reckon I'm going to go for like 200,000.
Spot on.
No way.
Actually, spot on. 200,000 applicants for the fake Mars adventure. So that's interesting.
You should play the lottery today.
I know, man. Maybe we've used it. Really. Maybe it was just that one answer. We could have used it for lottery, but he got the answer here.
Yo, there's this place in Seville that's got like a reenactment of what life would... I don't know if it was Mars or the moon.
Yeah.
But like it's beautiful. I went there with Renault. And this was like last year, and the whole like the water and everything looks, it looks mercury looking, it's crazy. Like you can just walk around. It's obviously it's Spain, so it's super hot, and it's at NASA as well. It's a NASA spot.
You know, mercury like silver.
Yeah, it just looks
really.
Yeah. No, not silver.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay,
it's not silver.
You're really painting a picture here that we are in some sort of Star Wars episode.
No, but it's like that planet that Thanos went and got the life stone from.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a murky and a big ass moon, and it's
It looks wild. Like,
what's
it
the place called?
It's.
So what color did you mean instead of mercury?
No, it just looks metallic. Like the. It looks rich, essentially.
Right. It's like almost oil.
Yeah. But you can actually step in it, and I did it. I did end up stepping in it. Aracena, Aracena.
Aracena.
It looks wild, but tourists can go there, and it's.
Oh yeah, Aracena Cave. Yeah.
It's unbelievable, and you've actually got this cool looking. You got this cool looking astronaut that's just plunked in there as well. So it's kind of like their reenactment of what it would be like. I think it's Mars. There you go.
Wow.
We'll show you back up as well.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Looks good. And caves are beautiful.
Yeah, that is really beautiful.
Cool. Happy days. Thank you so much for sharing that, Teddy. We move on to the next segment of the show. Welcome to Fan Zone, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Great to have you. Great to have you all.
Let's go.
All right, Teddy, so we've got some new hot fan questions carrying on from last week. So are you ready to tackle your...
Be careful now, people. when Sammy says hot like that, you're going to be worried.
I mean, I feel like after last week, I think they got very comfortable and they got the basic questions out of the way.
Yes.
Now it's more like they're your boys. And they're your girls, and they just want to ask you straight up to your face.
Let's get deep. No pun intended.
Yes. Yeah. Pause. All right. So first question, again, until we get into a system where we're going to get you guys to agree to reveal your identities, we're just going to keep it anonymous for now. So first question, Teddy, be honest, how many times a day do you look in the mirror and say, yeah, I got this?
That's jokes. I'll probably say in the morning. Only in the morning. I wake up in the morning. It's almost like an affirmation thing. It's like, today I am going to attack the day. Every day's a good day, I always tell myself as well. And then we go. But I rarely look at myself in the mirror, you know. I think I told you this the other day. Like, even in terms of, like, body transformation, I do it so I can actually see a difference in whatever I'm doing in the gym, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So it's like the more I can be surprised when I look at myself, it's like, oh shit, okay, I've been doing my thing. And it works the other way as well.
Right.
So if I put on weight and then I look at myself, I catch myself, I'm like, oh sugar.
I need to do something.
I gotta do something about it. So
what?
Yeah. But usually in the morning, I do my affirmations, and it doesn't involve the mirror, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Cool. All right, question number two. From, again, Miss or Mr. Anonymous, we're going to keep you like that. We know you're smooth, but what's the most awkward date you've ever been on before the fame?
I got catfished.
Oh.
I got catfished, and that was awkward, but it didn't last long. that was awkward for you
or for her?
No.
How did they catfish in terms of, like, the looks were completely different?
Yeah, it was no disrespect, but, like, what was shown on her profile was, like, a fitness person, but, like, it wasn't the case.
Oh.
It was the other way. It was like, you're not into fitness whatsoever. And even our conversations was like, okay, no, I'm not. So I must have, I remember saying something like, yo, let's go to the gym together. Just, you know, when you can tell someone's body language is just, that was not the thing. That is where the date goes left if I try and push this angle. Yeah, it was just not the one. And she was a lot bigger than the images. So it was,
She lied to you in the physical form and also in the lifestyle.
In the lifestyle. You believe. The whole thing is a lie.
The whole story is a lie.
And you know what's crazy? Deeper. Yeah.
So not only
Not only did she lie about her looks, but she had the audacity to lie about her lifestyle.
That's bad.
What's next? You got kids now?
Yeah, fully. But this is the thing. I love big boned women as well. Like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Look, I really do. Mm-hmm. All shapes and sizes. It's fantastic. But the expectation was, once you lie in the beginning, it's hard to come back from that. So that was awkward. It didn't last long. So yeah.
Amazing question, and thank you for shouting out the big girls all over there, because they need love.
Yeah, honestly.
Me too, bro. I'm like, it's not even a question. Like when women, are like too obsessed with them losing weight, and I'm like, don't do that, you're perfect right now. All right, next question. If you had to swap lives with one celebrity for a week, which celebrity would you choose?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Do you know what, only because I'm absolutely loving Formula One right now, it'll be one of the drivers. It would definitely, like, the whole lifestyle of getting in a car and ragging it around a track around the world, to me, is like, and I think in the past I probably would have said any football player, but for me, and obviously I've got a shout out Alpine, I would want to drive for Alpine. Like, that would just be, yo, go around the world. The team is so super cool. They really hosted me so well in Baku when we were in Baku, so probably be an F1 driver.
Nice. Next question. This is something that a lot of us want to know, not just the person who sent the question. What's your go-to Nando's order?
Oh boy, come Nando's. On. We love Nando's. My go-to Nando's order would be half a chicken. It always has to come with long stem broccoli. And then I usually...
Spice level,
yes. There's this new one. It's like Fanta something. I don't know what it is. It's like a Fanta spice. But if that's not there anymore, it'll be medium. Sometimes, and don't kill me for this, because I know the
Nigerian... You can't handle the hot spice.
No. It's not that I can't handle it. It's flavours. Sid, it's flavours. You understand? The lemon and herb flavour is... Sometimes I'm in a mood for the lemon and herb. But anyway, long stem broccoli. And then I will also order the Dare to Share, just so I can get the sweet potato wedges and olives, the mixed spicy nuts that they have. And what else? Because you get the... Oh, it's like the tomato salad-y thing. The tomato is like loads of tomatoes, onions and all that kind of stuff in a box. And that's usually my go-to Nando's.
Amazing variety. Sydney, which one would you
have? What do I get? Automatic, half a chicken, hot spice, peri salted chips. They used to be the butternut squash. They stopped doing that for some reason.
They need to bring it back. I don't know why they need to bring it back.
Bring it back, please. Okay. But now I replace that with the macho peas.
Okay.
And then sometimes...
The
macho peas.
Macho, okay.
Yeah, and if I'm feeling really hungry, then I'll get some 5 wings on top of that. Hot spice as well.
You've done the wings roulette as well, wasn't it? Where you get 10.
Yeah, I've done it before, but I don't feel like you need to do that.
I'm glad you said that, because more often than not, you're upset with the flavors, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're upset with the flavors, and you're also giving yourself extreme pain for no reason sometimes.
Oh, because they'll add a hot one.
Yeah, and I'm not into that.
I like your order. The only thing I would add is a wrap sometimes. That's it.
What's your order?
Exactly like his, pretty much. Half a chicken, wings, mash, sometimes corn on the cob, sometimes coleslaw. Depends on how I'm feeling. But also for safety, a wrap as well.
Just in case.
You got to save it for later
as well.
You know?
That's the thing with Nando's. You can actually save a lot of it for later.
Thank you. Yeah, leftover Nando's is all right, man.
Yeah, facts.
All right. Last question from the fans. Teddy, if you could choose one song as a theme song for you on a weekly basis, which one would that be?
Bro, that's a tough question. I'm going to go old school. So I'm going to go Jay-Z, Encore, Linkin Park.
Yeah, that's a very good
one. Can you imagine the entrances? Yeah, that's the wrong song. Yes, that's the one. Can I get gonna ask. Oh,
do you want more? Oh, yeah, that's good. Keep rolling with the Brooklyn boys. Come on.
Yes.
I wish there was no copyright, yeah. Otherwise we'd be playing it over.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I think I got mine now.
Yeah, there you go.
I think mine would be 50 Cent 21 Questions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a banger.
I like that.
Will you seem to love me now? Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Hey! Yeah, that's
come
a good
on.
One.
That's a good one.
That's good. What's up
for the
Grody? There we go. You do that, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Fan Zone with Teddy Talks.
Great questions, people. Great questions. Thank you very much.
Keep sending them.
Yeah, keep sending them as well. We really, really enjoyed that. Great questions. And it just keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, and tell us what your theme song would be. I'd like to hear about what your intro music would be when you walk into a room. How do you want people to feel? How do you want to be remembered?
Yes, and 10/10 recommend that Nando's order as well. Mm. Everyone's in a room, try it all.
and Nando's, you might as well just sponsor the podcast as well. So
we'll be chopping.
If you're watching, we would like to eat some some nice grilled chicken and some peri salted chips.
Uh-huh. I love the details.
Leave your questions in the comment section as well. It might be easier for us to shout you with your YouTube handle rather than your government name or whatever you want to call yourself in our DMs these days.
Maybe your gamer tag as well. Yeah. Who knows?
Why not? There you go. Amazing.
What are you drinking on now? Tell
this
people.
One. This one's a Negroni. Negroni. This is made in Gordon Ramsay's kitchen.
Interesting. Bar. Yeah, and it's also mixed with something made in the Cape Verde Islands kitchen called Grog.
Yeah, okay. I haven't actually put that in there. You know?
Oh, really? Grog. It's in my one.
Grog. Okay, let me do that as well. So this one, the Grog that Sydney was talking about, I think it's from Sal Vicente, potentially. Mm-hmm. I believe so. Because I know one of the islands in Cape Verde do not do Grog, so you have to be actually quite, you have to be right with that one, actually. Yeah.
So actually, we are...
Yeah. Oh, here you go, Sammy. Yeah, there you go.
We're keeping it live over here, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Don't ask us as well how we got this. You cannot grab this here in the UK. You need to go to Cape Verde and pick yourself up a bottle. And then also put in the comments what you thought about
it. Yeah, and also don't try this at home. We are professional mixologists.
Yeah, that's right.
So hold on, both of these are drinks. The Gordon Ramsay one.
This is an alcoholic. You know, Negroni is one of those cocktails that you get.
Oh, it's a cocktail.
Yeah, but I don't remember Negroni looking this bloody.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. Yeah, you know, you, when you go to different bars, you get different old fashions, different Negronis. Yeah. So it might be the color of the liquor.
You've got to be careful now because Gordon Ramsay might run up in the room and say, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah.
Cheers, my bro.
Cheers.
Sammy.
Cheers, boys. Cheers, my man.
Oh. So Fan Zone is done. What are we doing next?
We're going into game room, boys. Just like last week, we've got some scenarios here. We're going to start with a game called Anime or Nah.
Anime or not. Okay.
So this is where I'm going to give you some scenarios or actually some descriptions of different animes. And then you're going to tell me whether this is an actual real anime or did I just make this up? That's it. That's all you got to have to do. Right. And then let's see if you have some anime knowledge.
Wait, do we have the buzzer? Could we use the buzzer?
Yes, you can use the buzzer so that you can actually... take the question.
It buzzes to, maybe we do it on here because it chimes a lot on there.
Oh, like when we smash it.
Yeah. Just put it on your lap. Put it there. Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Yeah, all right, okay.
All right, here we go with anime or not. First scenario, first anime. A boy mate.
I was just checking.
All right, here we go. Seriously now. A boy made of rubber sails the world to become the pirate.
I got it.
Luffy. Yes.
One Piece.
Let's go.
That was good.
1-0 to Teddy. All right. Next scenario. A teenage delinquent. Oh, this might be hard. A teenage delinquent dies saving a child and becomes a spirit detective solving supernatural crimes.
Oh, God.
Is that a real or a fake anime?
Fake.
Boo!
Oh, no!
But, yo, you go to zero, he goes to minus one.
Oh. It's actually real. This is one of the old school OG animes that I actually grew up watching. It was called Yu Yu Hakusho.
It was a way. Oh,
wow. Bro, I know. They
just released a live action. Does he wear a green?
Yes. He has a spirit bomb.
No!
Bro, that was one of the first animes that introduced tournament style kind of anime. You know what I mean? Where, you know, and then Goku came back with that. All animes do tournament style. But Yu Yu Hakusho was one of the first. It was, I think, in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And then it got better after that. But it wrapped up. It wrapped up quick. It was really nice.
Wow. Oh, no. Because I even think the live action that they've released is probably one of the best anime live actions that they've released.
I need to check it out. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Netflix, on Netflix. It's nice. It's dope. We've watched it together, didn't we?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah. The guy's in a green school uniform.
Yeah. He has a mate, Kuwabara, who is like tall, ginger guy, small guy with the one eye.
And the girl, the spirit girl, came through.
I need to see a clip. I can't remember.
Yeah. You'll recognize it because we watched it together.
Wholesome. I remember it. So it was very wholesome. All right, cool. So there won't be any animes you don't know. Okay. So that's a hint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
A boy discovers his sister is a dragon in disguise who's hiding from ancient bounty hunters.
Is that a real?
That's gotta be fake. Yes, the way Sammy's laughing, it's gotta be fake.
Your reaction is crazy.
All right. Next one. A pixelated samurai from a retro game is pulled into the real world and must fight to stay alive. Pixel Samurai Zero. Is that real? Or that?
Right. It's real.
I said right, real.
Got him.
No, it's not. It's fake.
It's sugar. Pixelated, bro. What samurai have you seen as pixelated?
Sounds more Disney, that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just throwing things at the dark and the stick.
Very close. But like I said, nothing here you don't know. I think
what's the scores? What's the scores on the doors?
It's 1-2, -2. You can make a comeback, bro.
Yeah, I can make a comeback.
Here we go.
I've done it before.
Next one. A group of magical knights reunites to save kingdom from corrupt holy warriors. This is a bit too basic, but I'm going to give you the name and you should get it. Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, bro, but you didn't know what it was.
Is it real or is it fake?
No, it's real. Seven Deadly
Sins. Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll give it to you, Sydney, man. You were brave.
No, you didn't even know what it was. You just hit it. As soon as you said, I'll give it to you, he said, yeah.
I buzzed.
Okay,
first.
Okay. In order to give you this point, name one character from Seven Deadly Sins.
Meliodas.
Oh, you know this. The main guy.
Okay, who is the guy with the sun power?
That's a tough one.
Oh, I know him.
Starts with ES.
Escanor.
Good job. Yeah, he deserves
that
point.
Dope.
That's dope. All right. Next one. A high schooler accidentally inherits the power of a soul reaper. And
Bleach.
Yeah! 2-1. Because I have one question left, there is no point because you'll be the winner anyway. So
Bleach is one of my favorites.
Me too, actually. Congratulations on winning anime or not.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that 2 weeks in a row?
Last week was a draw, I think.
No, it was. I cooked it. Watch it back.
Yeah, check.
Happy days. But that was good. That was actually competitive. That was fun. So thank you for playing anime or not.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to another game right now, which is called Red Flag, Green Flag.
Red Flag, Green Flag. Last week's one was very interesting. It was good.
So, number one, they communicate their feelings clearly and aren't afraid to talk things out, even when it's awkward.
Green flag. I love that.
Love that.
Yeah. That's a brilliant.
Fantastic one.
All right. They insist on splitting every single bill down to the penny even after 6 months of dating.
Is it?
No way.
There's no way.
That's a scenario.
Yeah.
That's a like, green flag.
Yeah. That's a green flag. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
telling me there's girls that will do that? Green.
What? If she insists on it, that's a green flag.
Yeah.
I won't let her do it. Don't get me wrong. Like, we can still argue about it.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
We can still argue. Yeah.
That's the thing. We know the dance is part of the.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know the worst thing is if you're like, yo, where's your purse? That purse I bought you a while ago. Where is it? What, you just left it at home? That's terrible. The intention is always nice. But green flag. It's just the intention.
It's a nice green flag. Yeah, it's a nice green flag.
We like brilliant. The intention.
I think I like how you use that expression. The dance is part of the healing, is it? What is it? The dance is part of
it's part of the relationship.
Yeah. The dance is part of the ritual.
The ritual, that's it. I was trying to think.
I like it when you come up with these. Because they're really nice.
Yeah.
But thank you for that, gentlemen. Sorry, I got.
Oh, yeah, thank you, gentlemen.
Sorry. I got sidetracked a bit there. I was like, ooh, what was it? Because he didn't finish the sentence.
What was he going to say?
Put it on a t-shirt.
That's it. That's part of the ritual. I'll save
that one. But definitely a green flag for splitting the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next scenario. They introduce you to their friends within the first week and seem proud to show you off.
Why are you laughing at that? Like,
because all of these are awkward for me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to know nobody from your life. I'm just trying to know you. That's it.
Wait, but that time frame was important. Did you say
after first week?
Yeah,
it's dead.
No. You can't do that. That's a red flag.
Yeah, first week. Yeah, it's a red flag.
Slow down.
Slow down a little bit.
Let's lead up. And we need to understand if we like each other in the first week. That's the main thing, I think.
Yeah, I'm not dating your friends, I'm dating you right now.
Yeah. Unless, if it's like a group thing, we all know each other, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But like, no. The introductory is, we need to wait.
Yeah. Cool, next scenario. They're super flirty with the waiter and say, relax, that's just who I am.
give that one a red flag quick. Get out of here, man. What are you talking about? That's just who you are. That's just who I am then. I don't tolerate that.
Yeah, it's bad. It's awkward. That's awkward as well.
But that's more of a man thing, isn't it? I feel like.
Because
I can I say that sometimes. I'm like, I unintentionally flirt with everybody.
It's just
how I am.
So get it.
If you don't want me to do that, basically don't go out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't meet nobody. Cool. If you're the one, then you're worth it, sure.
But otherwise,
I'm in a hospitality business.
Mm. Yeah.
You know how many of my boys...
You need to be good with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of my friends, they would come here and they would think, I have like 5 girlfriends because I'm just very friendly with my female clients. It's because, dude, I'm just friendly like that. I go there, I take it there, but they know it's just for fun.
Yeah.
So, but I guess significant other would be like, keep that for me, cause like I don't want that.
I think that's where in different relationships they have the expectations of where that is too far. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, for me or for you, we might say, having this type of joke with a woman, it might be completely cordial, but then from a woman's point of view, it's like, why would you even have that type of joke that might have that little sort of nuance to it?
Right.
Because I wouldn't do that if I was in your shoes, so why would you? That's how they feel.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
But like, I hear you, because I've come from a sales background, you know, working in the corporate world, and very much like the hospitality, you gotta please your clients. You just make sure that they're feeling good and you know you're facilitating a good experience for them whilst you're hosting.
Right.
So it's like, part of that is you gotta have fun, and maybe having fun, a little flirt might slip out. And that's where the danger is. It's like, okay, what is not allowed and what is
what's not allowed is flirting with the waitress or with the waiter. That's for sure. Because right now I'm on a date with you, though. You right. dare do that?
So that's definitely interesting, because it's like you could turn around and say to I don't know a person, oh, you look nice today. But if your missus says the waiter looks nice and it's fit, you're gonna say, yo, what are you doing?
Yo, why are you saying the waiter looks nice? Keep that thought inside your brain. Yeah. I can say this woman looks nice when she walks past. You need to know that. Mm. But I'm saying that, and now you're pissed off because I'm supposed to be just looking at you. I shouldn't be telling you that another woman looks nice. So what are you telling me this waiter looks nice for?
So what are we saying? The red flag.
Red.
Yeah. It's a red
flag. What's your thought on it, Teddy?
No, it's a red flag. I'm just understanding what you got, because for men, you're saying, so for men it would be a green flag.
At work.
No, that's crazy. Sorry. Ladies, please, I apologize.
What I'm trying to say is that
we need a camera on Sammy.
Yeah, but it's just
like his hands on the Bible at work.
I need to like, it's like I said, it's a lot of the times it's subconscious, and I would never do it in front of my significant other. And to exactly to your point, it's like when we're having dinner, even if I'm the most secure man in the world, and sometimes I believe that I can be. Because you can tell me stuff, that wouldn't bother me, but it might not bother me today. If I'm feeling low 2 weeks from now and that thought pops up, that could create some doubt in our relationship. I don't want that. So just like you said, where I'm not gonna, there are a lot of ladies that I find very attractive, I'm not gonna tell you oh, she looks nice and stuff like that. Sometimes for the sake of relationship, do the same thing for a man, innit? Like, don't tell me like you find him attractive, or oh, you like how tall he is, or how broad-shouldered he is. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna go kick his ass real quick. Do something.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it personally. Mm-hmm.
I get it. I do get it. I think it's a tough one. It's more of a communication thing, because I don't think nobody is perfect. Mm. Nobody is perfect. So like you could even say, hey, how are you, and that could offend your partner. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, even that communication might be like, you're flirting.
Yeah.
Why are you asking how she is? You just give her your food order. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, let's understand what our partner is like before we start complimenting, or because a compliment to your partner might be fine. Mm-hmm. She might be like, oh yeah, it's calm, and you're the one that's overthinking it. But the roles might just be completely in the other way, where she's like, no, I don't want any of that. So I think once we understand that in the beginning, red flag, green flag, it's quite hard to say which one is. because us as men, we know where our standpoint is. But for women, some women are completely chilled. I've been with girls where they're just like, they just insecurity levels are just completely, they're so free with you speaking to whoever it is and whatever. As long as you don't cross the boundary, we're good. Because she understands that, like you said, your character is, I'm in a sales background, or, you know, from what you do, Sammy, in events and hospitality and all these kind of things, you're going to interact with not just men, women as well. Mm. And you're, your conversations will always be, you don't want to make them seem like you're a dick, right?
Right,
like,
so exactly. Like,
just that small compliment. Yes, yeah. You do look nice. This dress is amazing.
Yeah.
That in itself goes a long way, because you actually feel that. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to extend this compliment, because it'll make the person you're speaking to also feel nice. It's not a bad thing. So it's like, once you understand the boundaries, this red flag, green flag is definitely a tough one, because it depends on the person. I reckon it depends on the person, because I don't mind it. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, because at the end of the day, you don't
mind your other half flirting with the waiter.
If she says, if I'm sat there and it's like, yo, she's saying one or two things to the waiter, I'm just like, it is what it is. I'm paying for the bill. We're gonna go home and sleep together, and I wake up to my woman. This waiter, we're not even gonna remember this waiter in the morning, kind of thing, right?
Right.
But it depends on, like I say, it depends on what she's saying. If it's like, yo, she's twirling her hair and
Yeah. Every single time he comes over, she's like, yo, your ass looks great in that trouser. Like, yo, I'm going to be like, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
But if it's like, oh my God, like, you guys have nice uniform here. Aren't they? Like, all this kind of, just the small little white compliments.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not flirting though. So it's about what is flirting. It's the
definition. Yeah, this is it.
What is flirting?
What's your boundaries around flirting? Like, is it, yo, you can offer up a small little compliment. That's fine. It's not gonna. There's certain things that move the needle with flirting. If she's saying something that she said to you last night,
yo,
to the way I like, then it's like, whoa.
What? That's number two now.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, if I felt fantastic after she complimented me like that, and I know that this same waiter is gonna feel the same way, then we need to have a conversation. It's like, babe, like you said earlier, I think Sammy is like. Some things you got to keep for us, right? Mm-hmm. And then other things, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Lovely. I love how both of you have amazing, deep perspectives on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, tell us in the comments below, what do you think? Thoughts. Which one had it right? Which one is on the right track? And which one is talking shit?
Yeah. What can you tolerate?
All right. Next scenario. They remember the small details about your day. And follow up on things you mentioned in passing. So basically, they're so focused on you. Everything you say, every glance you take, left or right. You get me?
Yeah. But the thing is, noticing the little things sometimes is nice.
I was going to say, it's a green flag for me.
Yeah.
Those little details is like, yo. Especially the things that we forget, I reckon. So like if it's like, okay, just a quick one, it's mommy's birthday, we're so rushed off our feet, and then she just so happens to buy the gift, and you're like, yo, who's this for? Oh, it's your mum, it's her birthday next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a treat. Like, what? That's just new levels.
Yeah, right? that's a perfect scenario.
That's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
You really, really meticulously did that, because not only have you just made me happy, you've made mommy happy.
Yeah,
you know,
you did my job.
You did, yeah. I just want to clarify, mommy, I will never forget your birthday, because I know mommy watches Teddy Talks. Never forget.
We'll never forget.
But that's I think. But if it's like an obsessive thing, like, yo, you said you were gonna be home at 10 o'clock and you're home at 10:30, like, that's just wild.
Yeah, again, because there could be an insecurity behind the over-analysis of the details. Why are you studying me so much?
But then at the
same time, on the other extreme end, it could be a sign that she loves you so much. So, yeah, it's good you're studying me and not studying anyone else. Keep studying me.
You know? Or use it against you.
You know, that's...
Have you ever heard, like... I thought you said you had a client between 5 and 6. Why didn't you call me after you finished?
Oh.
That's a problem. Like, it ran over until 7. What the
Yeah. So those small details is really a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You don't need to keep asking questions about changes in my day. Because changes, things ebb and flow.
Also, if the roles are reversed as well, it's like, yo, this guy's been a bit weird. He's always really just, he's on my case. He's micromanaging my life, basically. Like,
that's almost stalker creep when it comes from a man, you know what I mean? Exactly. From a woman, you're upset, it's fine.
Be upset. Okay. No. She loves me.
What's she going to do? Beat me up? Yeah. Like, no, she's going to kidnap me? So no.
I guess it's okay for them to study you, but how they use it against you is what we're having a little bit of...
Is it for good or is it for evil?
Yeah.
Like, is it... That this is the balance.
Yeah,
I like how objective we are and how kind of like we're not like we're not naive, nor are we dickheads.
No, you know what I mean.
We kind of weigh both things. But I'd like to go with Teddy's first answer about it being could be a wholesome thing, paying attention to details, remembering your birthdays, your mom's birthday, your sister's birthday, whatever, stuff like that. getting you the gifts that you forgot to get for, you know, stuff
all these
like that.
Special details. They go a long way.
Let's. I'd like to keep it like that. Let's keep it. Let's manifest positive. Let's don't do mind.
We have a wife on the way.
There you go. Happy days. All right. Cool. So next one. They say, I don't believe in therapy. People just need to toughen up.
That's a red flag for me. Yo. Yeah, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. It's a red flag because I've gone to therapy. I've had therapy.
Mm.
If I hadn't had therapy, it probably would still be a red flag because of how much I know within the group, our group chat, the way we talk with each other, sometimes some conversations, as much as we have banter, therapy. Like, it's like, yo, I'm actually, this happened and that happened. And we talk about it, we chop it up. Might play COD, still just rattling a few guns around and shooting stuff, and YouTube might not like that, so playing COD and just making sure that we get what you need off our chest. So I don't know about you.
I'm just thinking, what about if she comes from a household where, you know, her dad and her granddad and maybe her mum and the grandmother, she comes from a bloodline. It's a very old school way of thinking.
Red
it's
flag.
You know, no, wait, all the
trash.
Yeah, I know, but you got.
We're not old school.
Yeah, but I know, but sometimes I can have a certain level of respect for the people that like to roll up their own sleeves and say, "How get my own hands
there?" The iron fist approach, basically. It's not
so much let's rule people with an eye. It's more about we have the tools to solve our own problems.
Okay.
I like that there is that sort of independence. You feel resilient enough in to yourself.
Deal with it. Just deal with it.
You can deal with your own problems.
I know that sounded wild, yeah. But I didn't mean it like that.
This is the perspective.
I like from someone who doesn't like therapy.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I know you like therapy.
I haven't been to therapy. I like the idea of it. But what I'm saying is that I admire that from a woman having the strength to say that I don't even need anybody's help because I am strong enough to get through this myself. So I'm not saying but you shouldn't think like that, and everyone's here to help you, but I just admire the fact that you even think that you can do that.
I appreciate that, and God willing, that woman is definitely a strong woman and she's not putting up a mask, because the danger of that is actually you are ignoring obvious signs that sometimes you just need to open up. You know what I mean? It's like there are so many people in the world that have the macho approach, and it's like, oh, I'm tough enough to deal with this and whatnot. But sometimes life is life and there's so much that happens that you don't expect that you just need to vent elsewhere.
Yeah.
As opposed to deal with it inward.
And I think it's dangerous to think that you have all the answers to your own problems.
Yeah. As well,
because you can't see everything. Your own views are colored by your own biases, your own assumptions, your own beliefs and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, it's definitely admirable. It's definitely admirable for someone to deal with their own stuff by themselves, but exactly what you said. You don't know what you don't know. As simple as that. And that brings us to the end of the round. Thank you for playing. Red flag, green flag, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you agree with us in a lot of these. And if you don't, comment below and tell us which one do you really disagree with us.
Yeah.
Especially Teddy, man, because he's been throwing some controversial freaking thoughts over here. Get on him in the comment section. That's it, boys. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, is that the end?
That is the end.
Oh, wow. That is it. We had good fun with you guys on the Fan Zone session. Thank you so much for your questions. And again, do not forget to comment,
like, subscribe, and when you are commenting, give us your permission as well to also use your names if you guys want to, or we can just keep it autonomous, whatever you guys want. Join us again next week. Thank you for joining us.